Okay, so we've thought about surface water. We've thought about water that's flowing, it's eroding, it's depositing, it's moving around on the landscape. Let's slip down beneath the surface for just a little bit and think about groundwater. We tend, in some places, to forget about groundwater because we don't see it. We go out, we turn on our tap, water flows. We don't even think about where that water might be coming from. In general, at least in North America, we use an enormous amount of groundwater, and not just for drinking water, but also for agricultural purposes. When we think about all of the fresh water on our planet that's not locked up in glaciers, so the unfrozen part, some 98% of our fresh water is groundwater. So it's a very critical part of our world, but we tend not to think about it because it's not in front of us. And we'll see that in places where there are lots of caverns and caves, the groundwater actually changes our landscape too. So, a few definitions to consider as we talk about groundwater. First, there's the idea of porosity. And this is just the volume of pore space in a rock or a soil. Those pore spaces can be the space between grains. They can be fractures in the rock. All different ways that you just have space. And can you fill that space with water? Something that has high porosity has lots and lots of pore spaces for you to potentially store water in. Permeability is how connected those pore spaces are to each other. So if you have high permeability, your pore spaces are all connected to one another, and groundwater can flow through that material. Now, you can have materials that are high porosity and low permeability. So they might have plenty of water in them, but because the pores aren't connected to one another, that water doesn't move around. And that can pose a problem for trying to extract that water for use. Now, when we think then about porosity and permeability, this leads us along to the idea of an aquifer. I want you to just think for a minute about what you think of as the definition of an aquifer. The definition that we think of as geologists is that an aquifer is a body of groundwater that has enough porosity and permeability to provide useful quantities of water. Now, there's the key word, useful. Here's the problem. What do you consider useful? So an aquifer for example, a rancher who's raising livestock and just needs enough water to fill his stock tanks is going to be very different from what a city planner wants to think of as an aquifer that has to sustain 1 million people.